The Turkish president says Ankara may start a new military operation in Syria at any moment.
Geçtiğimiz hafta
along our nearly 500-kilometer borderline, we can start our operations on Syrian territory at any time from locations that suits our planning. Our heroic army has completed its preparations and plans. As I always say, we may come suddenly one night.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the threat during a speech in the central province of Konya. Erdogan added that his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump has given a positive response to Turkey's plans for an operation of the east of the Euphrates. He noted that Turkey's operation in northern Syria will continue until all terrorists are cleared from the region. Earlier on Sunday, the Turkish president pledged to eliminate the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, in Syria. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali says that Damascus considers the presence of any foreign troops in the country without his consent as an invasion.
Erdogan said that there is and claimed that there is no Daesh in Syria, that it is being used as a pretext by those YPG Kurdish forces. But on the ground, of course, this is incorrect, because there are still Daesh, pockets of Daesh terrorists in the eastern part of Syria along the borderline with Iraq. Erdogan also said that Turkey will not permit the creation of a terrorist corridor there in eastern Syria, and that three operations have been carried out by Turkey so far, and now it is the turn of the eastern bank of the Euphrates River. Damascus did not yet comment on that, but previously the Syrian Foreign Ministry, when the Turkish forces attacked Afrin in northern Syria, which was previously controlled by the Kurdish forces, when Turkey attacked that area of Afrin alongside the so-called Free Syrian Army, the Syrian government at that time condemned that attack and described it as a Turkish occupation of Afrin. And also the Syrian Foreign Ministry at that time described Turkish troops as invaders, calling for the direct withdrawal of Turkish troops from Syrian territories. We still don't know what will happen, but definitely the Syrian government regards any foreign troops on Syrian soil without the consent of the Syrian government as an occupation and an aggression.